As I said, this is an Irish tune, and what we're trying to do with the guitar is to get some Irish inflection into the music, and perhaps a few influences from Irish fiddle playing and pipe playing. Things like embellishments, hammer-ons and pull-offs. Kind of thing, and also a little vibrato helps, a little side to side, Eddie Van Halen style vibrato. All helps to give it a little more characteristic than it would normally have. Okay, now let's go through the tune and look at it slowly. All this is around the open position, and it's nice to have strings ringing if possible. You'll know the ones that aren't supposed to ring if you let them ring, because they'll sound horrible. You can throw these variations in on the front, in the style of Finbar Fury, the pipe player. Helps to give it a little more character. On the second part, we're moving up a position here, up to around the fifth fret. This involves a good strong hammer-on and pull-off there. You really need to be able to hear that, the strength of that. Grace note there. And on the second part of this, you're barring over two strings with your first finger, and you're hammering on with, well, I hammer on with my third finger. I guess you could use your second. A lot of pull-offs here on this part of the tune. Whole bunch of them here. And again, a little vibrato on some notes helps a lot. The right hand on this is extremely orthodox. It's mostly just flat picking up and down all the time, whether you cross strings or whatever you're doing. It's just straight up and down, backwards and forwards. It's good to emphasize certain notes more than others. It just gives the tune a little push now and then. Which will help to drive it along. And if you've got any friends who play fiddle or something, or accordion or something, it's a nice tune to play unison with someone else. And you can also learn a lot from listening to other players.